It's a Tuesday morning. Ender Brady, g'day.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
2 weeks inside. That's what the guy got for urinating.
Yeah, on the police memorial the other day. So this was one of the most disturbing images from the weekend. There was a lot of violence against the police. Those protests got completely out of hand. A lot of people felt that they were hijacked by the far right. And there was one image of a guy urinating beside the police memorial to PC Keith Palmer. Now, he was murdered by a jihadist, a terrorist, 3 years ago outside the front of Parliament. PC Palmer was unarmed. This guy was wielding a big knife and he stabbed the officer repeatedly. Now, there is a small plaque at the front of the entrance to Parliament, and this man was seen urinating right beside it. He has now handed himself into police. Apparently his own father confronted him over it, having seen the picture. And this guy turns out to be Andrew Banks, 28 years of age, from Stansted in Essex, right beside the airport, basically. And he pleaded guilty today at Westminster Magistrates Court to one count of outraging public decency. His lawyer said he was thoroughly ashamed of himself. He'd been drinking the night before and into the morning, and he'd had about 16 pints of lager, and then relieved himself right by that memorial. 2 weeks in prison. He is in jail right now.
And just before you go, Royal Ascot starts tonight.
Yeah, so the big one, Millsy, you love your racing, and this is the very best of European horse racing. Obviously, it's very different given the times we live in. They're allowing 500 people in, very, very serious social distancing measures and protocols. And crucially, one person who's not going, Her Majesty the Queen. This is the first Royal Ascot she will have missed in her 68 years on the throne. I think one will be watching on television, Millsy.
Absolutely, mate. Good on you. Take care, and we'll hear you with Oliver this afternoon. We'll talk again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys.